I love you. All right, so we're going to make this short and sweet. Y'all all right? Everybody have a good day? Mm-hmm. All right, my brother?
I'm excited. Here I am. When I cross your mind, did y'all pray for me?
It's been hell out of here. Hell. Before I point the scripture out to you, let me tell you this first. There was a fellow. I lived about an hour and a half from St. Louis. And there was a fella, he had watched me for a little bit. And he was from St. Louis. And he had said, man, I want to get saved. I want to get saved. I said, oh man, you could do it right here. We can go right here. He says, no, 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 I want to go to a church and give my life to the Lord. I want to give my life to the Lord. No problem. He said, but I don't have a suit. I said, my brother, you don't need a suit to go. Oh man, only thing I got is this t-shirt and these jeans that I got. I said, okay. He said, would you go with me to church? I said, absolutely. I said, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna wear jeans and a t-shirt. Would you do that for me? He said, I said, yeah. Make you feel comfortable. I want you to feel out of place. So I'm going to go in a t-shirt and I'm going to go in a pair of jeans and put on some sneakers and we're going to go together. Sure enough, we went to church, heard the message, Pastor. It came time for the altar call. He looked at me. I looked at him. He got up. I got up. We went down front together and we knelt at the altar together. Jeans and t-shirt, sneakers. And he asked the Lord, come into his life. After the service, this woman came up to me and says, Brother Noel, what's wrong with you? Come to church dressed like that. Never said anything about the miracle that just took place with this man giving his life to the Lord. She was more concerned about, look at your sneakers. What happened to you? And I couldn't say what I wanted to say to her because I was still a young Christian at the time. She could have got it. But I trusted the Lord and the Lord helped me with that. Listen to this piece of scripture in John 3:17. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God did not send Jesus into this world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Romans 8:1 says, therefore now, there is no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ. Who are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. God doesn't have a stick ready to beat you upside the head every time you do wrong. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I've come that you may have life, Jesus says, and I pray that you have it more abundantly. If you remain in me and I remain in you, you shall bear much fruit, Jesus says. August 12th, 1986, 31 years ago, I gave my life to the Lord. The cross is not about prosperity. You know, you have preachers on television, prosperity. Sow the seed. And if you do this, God will give it back a thousandfold. That's not the gospel. The gospel is not Republicans and Democrats. You got crazies out here today because I heard them. They really think Jesus is a Republican. They think God is a Democrat. The gospel is not politics. The gospel is not where you live, how much money you make. That is not the gospel of Jesus the Christ. So this week, I was working and this other high-ranking officer was coming in and this girl was driving pretty crazy, erratic, just all over the place. And he pulled her over and he was calling on the radio, but he wouldn't, he was talking And we were talking, but he couldn't answer back. So I decided, well, let me go near him. Let me go see what he has. It might be somebody trying to get out the car and fight with him or try to do him, you know. And so I get there, and he's standing watching this girl in the car on the driver's seat. And she get on the passenger side, him back on the driver's side. She cracking her jaws. I said, ma'am, you all right? Harold, on it, bad. I thought about the people in Texas. You know, you got the hurricane and the high pressure and low pressure. And as soon as the hurricane gets on land, it just stays and rotates in one place. Goes back out to sea and then hits Louisiana. People were prepared for that. They were getting prepared for that, should I say. All that rain and the floods, and now you got to deal with snakes and gators and all kind of creepy crawlies. I thought about that. I thought about the sex trafficking rings, big in Greenville and Columbia now, and the hub is in Atlanta, bringing all these young girls from the West Coast to the East Coast. Use them. I thought about, where did the racial thing take place? Charlottesville? Y'all remember that? I thought about that place. We were working hard, and I just caught just a little bit of news. I couldn't really watch it like I wanted to, but I felt how sad. Jesus didn't come into this world to condemn the world, but by him and through him, the world might be saved. The Lord says, Noel, the bottom line is salvation. None of this means nothing. If you do not ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and change your life and make you a new person, it's all about salvation. You can keep the miracles. Keep where you live, sweetheart. What profit of a man to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Soul is more precious than any dollar you can put on it. The bottom line is salvation. Jesus Christ wants to make sense out of your suffering. And some of us want to wear the crown, and the crown is too heavy. If you follow Jesus Christ, he'll show you how to rest your weary head on the cross. You want the crown without having suffered. The bottom line is salvation. So I can take a lick and wear the t-shirt and the jeans. Because that's a miracle that just took place. And that old boy ain't never forgot about me. He'll forget about you. He will not forget about me. Because I did something he didn't think anybody would do. I said all that to say this. This is the gospel. Salvation. He that winneth souls is wise, the book of Proverbs says. The church has gotten so far out of bounds with the gospel, it doesn't even look like the gospel now. What we have is a well-organized business. We care more about money than we do about people. Look at what he got on today. I like that. Oh, I like her dress. The dress don't go with those shoes. You come and judge? Is that what you really think Jesus the Christ came for? Bled, suffered, and died so you can judge? I just wanted to take my time with this thing. I'm done. I'm through. If you have never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and into your life, you talking about you want to walk on water. You ain't even at the beach. You got to take care of first things first, sweetheart. You got to ask that man to come into your life and change you and make you a new person. Brother Noel, I was baptized. You just got wet. Brother Noel, I was sprinkled. You got to ask Jesus Christ by faith to come into your life and to make you a new person. And the work he'll do. got here. The work he will do, Stephen. You'll begin to walk in love. That'll take time, but people who used to curse you, you'll bless them. I remember Pastor Van, you remember how we got saved? And you remember, Sister Jackie was there, how the Lord moved that evening. A bunch of us young kids, Sister Brad, and the Pastor Van, the people I thought about, you remember the little singers? The name of the group was called the Cousinettes. You ask Sister Jackie, you ask Pastor Van how they sang. They didn't sing, they sang. I think it was like three or four of them. One girl and three boys. And they sung hard. And I know they didn't have much. But what they did have, they gave to us that night. Their riches. Didn't give us money, didn't do that. They gave us something you cannot buy with money. And the Lord decides he's going to move now on all these young people, and he did just that 31 years ago in the evening time. And the ones that he touched, any one of them can come this morning and preach better than I'm doing. Same, but we had to go back to the hood, to the projects. And one of the adults says, Noel, we heard y'all did something with the Lord. I said, yeah, I got saved. And she said, come on, have this beer with me. That was my neighborhood. That's what they thought about salvation. I was talking to one dude, Charlie Banks. I was talking to him about the Lord, and I said, man, the Lord touched my life, Charlie. He touched my life. He did me something good, Charlie. Oh, man. He says, touch me again, and I'll kill you. And he meant it. I think he's in prison now for the same thing. Touch me again, and I'll kill you. And I knew he meant it. And I knew I just got saved. I believe in the Lord. I wasn't done. I ain't ready to go to heaven yet. I ain't ready to see Jesus right now. I still got work to do. God will bless a preacher who will preach the uncompromising word of God. If Jesus said, this is the way you get to heaven, that's what you preach. If he says you are a sinner, I don't care if you're offended, that's what you are. And until you're washed in his blood, until he makes you a new creature in Christ, there you will remain in the four walls of darkness. I don't expect a sinner to love me. I don't expect a sinner to not be racist. Don't expect a sinner to live and say he loved God and trust God. I don't expect that from a sinner. I do expect that from those that say they belong to him. Salvation. It's Jesus Christ touching your life. And the book says that God did not send Jesus to condemn you, but through him that you might be saved. This is the gospel, Glenn. This is the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Not money. Understand what I'm saying to you. This is the message of the cross. That man who bled and suffered for me so I wouldn't have to hang there on a cross. That's what he did. That is salvation. And oh, Jesus Christ will make life worth living. I'm a living witness. And everything you don't have, he'll give you more and you didn't even ask for it. You asked for french fries. He give you baked potato. You ask for fish, he give you a little piece of lobster. You didn't ask for that. But you can take that and testify of it, of his goodness. Silver and gold have I none. Look at me. I don't have silver and gold. But such as I have, give I unto thee, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's good preaching. What I do have, I'll give to you. And listen to me, your law enforcement people out here, they want to see God touch lives of the world. The world is sick this morning. You hear what I say? This world is sick. Our young people, I don't know what's wrong with their minds. Lord, I pray for them in advance. I'm on a mission praying for our young people. Mr. Smith, you don't understand. If I had a burner, I would have did it. Hey, that gun. And he would have did it. Not thinking of the circumstances of prison. Life behind bars. They can't see that far. How do you pray for this young generation? God will teach you how to do it if you give your life to him. And Father, I pray for them. I pray for them, Lord. I pray that you, by your Spirit, I pray that you, by your love, will open their minds and heart so that they can see just you on the other side. Danger seen and unseen, Lord, this is salvation, that they will give their lives to you and that their parents, I'll say this in quick, little girl, one of the little girls getting bullied and she's sitting there crying, sort of reminded me of my daughter Paris, you know, little girl like that, you know. And so the mom says, Mr. Smith, you know, we tried to talk to the mother. I never met the mother. And maybe you can do something with her. So I went to the front porch and a bunch of young kids standing out front. I said, how was school today? Well, go in the house because, look, I can get hood too. Don't get it twisted. I come from that. Now, I asked nicely, where's your mom? Now, I didn't want me to get hood. Go in the house and go get your mom. Do it now.
Wait, something wrong with that police officer right there. We gonna tell on him. Tell, I don't care.
She come outside. What's up? We need to talk to your daughter. If they fight, they gonna fight. Come on, Nancy Glenn. Oh no. Now I got to get you. I'm saved. But I promise you, that makes me angry. And so we got together with her and we did some things. And I guarantee you, that child don't have to worry about being bullied. I bet you 5 paychecks on it. That's how I feel. But that came from Jesus Christ and how to do it because I gave my life to him. Y'all got anything out of that? Your life is more precious than anything. And he paid a heavy price for you. I was flying to someplace out west, and the Lord said to me before the plane landed, Noel, you can't be bought. I don't know where it came from. Before the plane landed. Remember that. You can't be bought. I got off the plane. They came to pick me up. We were doing some things. And I went to this place, and they had my name in lights. Noel Smith. And I looked at that. And the Lord says, remember what we talked about? Oh, how they try to buy me. You know, if you do this, we'll pay you this much. Salvation. Father, thank you for this time. I pray for these your people. I pray, Lord, that you would impress upon their hearts. Lord, forgive me. Let me say this before we end. Is there anybody here you know good and well your life is not right with Jesus Christ? You've not made a commitment to Jesus Christ. And if you die right now, heaven will not be your home. Hell is a real place. Never get that twisted. If Jesus said it, it is so. It is a real place, Jimmy. If you have never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, I give you this opportunity. Not to push you, not to rush you. Don't want to scare you. Brother Noel, I don't have it all together. You don't have to have it all together. He's going to clean you up anyway. Anybody here
who would love to give their lives to Jesus Christ this morning. This Lord and Savior that I'm talking about makes life worth living. Anybody this morning, you don't have to come down here, just raise your hand. Anybody. If not, we'll close in prayer. I'll ask one more time. Is there anybody here that wants to give their life to our Lord Jesus Christ? I believe all y'all saved it. So Father, thank you for them. We bless you. We praise you. I ask that you let us have a good week. We want to abide under your shadow, your protection. We love you and appreciate you, Lord. Those who stand in the need of prayer this morning, who didn't say anything, I pray for them, Lord, that you will continue to deal with them, continue to move with them. And I pray that they'll be a shining example of your mercy, your love, and your grace. In Jesus' name, Lord, amen.
Amen.
Y'all may go. God bless y'all.